At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are looking live at Tim Murray and Super Bowl champion Sean King on VSiN Primetime.
Hour number two of VSiN Primetime, presented by BetMGM. Dave Ross in for Tim Murray today alongside the King, Sean King, our Super Bowl champion quarterback here at the network. And Sean, first of all, do you miss your regular partner, Tim? I saw him tweeting at you with some cigars. He was getting on you pretty good earlier in the week. When he comes back, what's that like? Is that like, you know, when you don't see your work wife for a week?
I miss Tim like I miss a sandal spur in my socks as a kid growing up.
Doesn't sound boring.
Shout out to my Southern listeners and viewers who know what sandal spurs are.
Yeah, what is a sandal spur?
So it's something that's in the grass that sticks you. And it'll get in your socks and stuff if you run through, and it's painful.
That's a Southern thing?
Yes.
I don't remember those in Virginia Beach. Of course, the big news of the day is the Bears have traded out of the number one pick to the number nine pick. But really, what I thought we were going to begin the show with, which is what everybody is talking about in America, and that's what the Cowboys are doing by restructuring money with Dak Prescott and Zach Martin, and they've freed up about $30 million in cap space.
So they're trying to keep Pollard.
Well, we already franchise tagged him $10 million.
Well, you'd like to get him on a...
Give him a real deal.
Yeah, yeah. Because so I think once you franchise a guy, can't you then come back and...
You can still give him a deal.
Yeah, give him a deal.
Oh, you think so the Dak move and the Zach move is money moves to keep
Pollard?
Or is
it to go and get... to make space for DeAndre Hopkins or one of these guys that are going to be available via trade?
That's where I was going to. Is the other news of the day is the Eagles, fly, are allowing Darius Slay to seek a trade. So what I was thinking was the Rams, there's so much NFL news going on. The Rams, apparently the phone is open if you want Matty Stafford. Okay. So that makes me think as a Cowboy fan and somebody who's played the Cowboys at 18-1 to win the Super Bowl next year, I've already made that bet. My thought was we're freeing up space and some money, Jarrah,
to
maybe go get a Jalen Ramsey, a Darius Slay. You put in a weak corner next to a guy in Diggs that, by the way, I thought Trayvon Diggs was better last year than he was in year one with the, 11 picks?
He's more consistent.
Much
better.
Not as
many big plays, but less bad plays.
Right?
Yeah.
So if I put a one corner, and with the pass rush the Cowboys have, and I know it's not the sexy go get Hopkins and a wide receiver, but to me, that's really the need. You can go get a Slay or get a Ramsey, on teams that are looking
interesting times in Philly. It looks like they're going to lose three of their four starters in the secondary. Hmm. Bradbury and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson are already testing for agency, and now they're allowing Slay to seek a trade. So the division looks like it won't be as strong.
Bingo. And by the way, and I make this point in the network a lot.
But you're still the Cowboys. You do know that.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, historically, at least since 95. So that's kind of a large sample size.
Well, you
over
just,
two decades.
You know, I was just
it's getting, a long time, you know?
I was so excited about what you were saying about the Eagles and the regression.
No, but I complimented Jared Smith on being grounded and rational.
You did.
And any Cowboys fan that can't count, I have to just, you know, turn into a mathematician. 1995. 2023.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's 28 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Cowboys are plus $1.90 to win the division.
All right.
Okay. The Eagles are plus $1.20. Now, again.
And the energy you have now, you've had for the last 27. So going into year 28, it hasn't changed. Like, that's the most fascinating thing about Cowboy fans. There is no.
We're eternal optimists.
Of loyalty. Absolutely. I mean, this is the glass half full crowd.
All the time. Well, here's the reason why I think it's playable to win the division at almost 2-1.
We're cleaning up cap space. We're going to get Jalen Ramsey.
There's not been a repeat champion of the NFC East since 2003 and 2004, Donovan McNabb and the Fly Eagles Fly. I don't know if it's just an anomaly. I don't know how this has happened for two decades. You talk about the Cowboys haven't won anything. We just have changeover and turnover every single year in the East. So if that holds true, what's the better betting play? Is it the Cowboys?
Is this to win the division? The conference?
Just to win the division.
Okay.
Plus $1.90.
Mm-hmm.
The G-Man, who just paid Danny Dimes, plus $4.50. Or the Commandos at 8-1. I give you those three options. If history holds, and history says it just doesn't happen. Nothing changes but the dates in the calendar. So somebody else is winning the division. Who is that somebody else?
I mean, I would take the 8-1 on the Commanders.
What?
But it's because I had Sam Howell rated as the top quarterback in last year's draft, and they add Eric Bieniemy, which is going to create discipline and creativeness on the offensive side of the ball. They have good young players, Terry McLaurin. Curtis Samuel, Jahan Dotson had a good year. They have depth at running back, Brian Robinson, Antonio Gibson. Like, hopefully Logan Thomas. I have a whole another offseason to finally get healthy.
They got a defense.
Yeah, you know, they have pieces. So if I can get 8-1.
That's what you get right now.
Yeah, I'm probably taking the Commanders because I don't think there's a lot of separation, especially with everything the Philly's losing. I don't think there's a lot of separation. I mean, the Giants, how healthy is Sterling Shepard and Wan'Dale Robinson going to be? And are they going to go out and be active at receiver in free agency? So, with Dallas, is going from Kellen Moore to Mike McCarthy a good thing?
I actually think Big Mike did a pretty good job last year. I do. And
he didn't call the plays, though.
Well, he took over, remember, after week one with Kellen. And he basically said, Big Brother's going to be in the room with you from now on.
Which is fine.
I'm going to be holding your hand.
But on game day. It takes a very special head coach to call the plays and still be able to manage all the in-game situational stuff.
Yes.
And McCarthy, without calling the plays, already leaves a lot to be desired at times when it comes to should we go for two, should we kick the field goal, when should we call the timeout.
Don't kick field goals anymore.
Right.
I'm with Maher.
So now that he's adding this other responsibility, how does that impact him in-game?
I just look at it. And I go, at plus $1.20, I just don't think that's – I know people are going to go, I get plus money in the Eagles. They should have won the Super Bowl. Like, to me, you also look – you mentioned it. Three key players probably are not coming back already. You also lost your OC and your DC.
Oh, yeah. Philly's going to regress. Now, shout out to Brian Johnson, though, who got promoted to OC. That's my guy.
So you think he's going to be able to step in for Steichen?
Oh, yeah.
No problem.
They'll be fine on offense.
Okay, so offense you're not worried about.
All they're losing on offense is Miles Sanders, most likely.
Right.
They got everything else back.
And really, Sanders is a non-factor in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they got running backs. You can go get running backs.
So the bigger loss to you is not the Steichen. It might be the Gannon on defense and the personnel you're going to lose?
Yeah, because they're losing a lot. They're losing Hargrave, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Bradbury. They're letting Slay seek a trade. They lost to DC. Like, that's a lot on that side of the ball.
I agree, and we just showed you, by the way, the favorite to win the NFC is not the Eagles at plus 350. It is the Niners at plus 325. Now, Brock Purdy got that UCL repaired. I'm no doctor. I know you know all about this stuff because you guys need to know about this stuff because
Tommy John's not a common injury in the National Football League. So the only reason I bring it up is how he progresses post-surgery, what's the rehab.
Yeah.
Nobody knows because there's not a lot of cases to, okay, yeah, 10 of these guys, you know, they recovered in 3 months, you know, and they were ready to play. Who knows? I would presume Trey Lance is the opening day starter next year.
Well, that's the question I have, too, is I look at it and I go, he can throw in 3 months. What does that mean, Sean King? Because, you know, fans are going to go, well, he's throwing in 3 months, he's fine. Like, what is that normal process?
Well, when did the 3 months come? I thought it was 6 months
before he'd be ready. Yeah, because I thought it was 6 months.
Because initially they were saying
it's
a six-month recovery. I haven't done a lot of research on Tommy John.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Is it's going to be different for everybody, right? We're just assuming, I think, if you're betting the Niners at plus 325, you're really doing that, as you mentioned, with a guy that we haven't seen from a broken ankle in week two of last year. That's what you're betting on.
Yeah, and I don't have the information right in front of me. I'm actually going to research it because it's interesting to me. What's the normal baseball pitcher rehab from Tommy John? I feel like it's over a year. I feel like it's over a year, so I don't buy into that 3 months thing.
I don't either. So, like, if you're betting the Niners here as the short favorite,
then you're betting Trey Lance.
That's exactly what you're betting.
Or you're betting against the NFC. Because especially if Aaron Rodgers is going to the Jets, you lose Tom Brady in Tampa. You lose Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Philly's losing a lot of the pieces that made them elite.
I saw
can look at that conference and say it's not as strong. It's not at its strongest.
That's why I think the Cowboys are just saying, like, to me, I saw somebody tweet this out, and it was kind of comical to me. Like, we were just talking about Aaron Rodgers might be the sixth best quarterback in the AFC if he goes there.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, what would that make, like, the best of the NFC? And they listed the quarterbacks, like Dak and Kirk Cousins, Jalen, and they're like, the NFC is poverty. Yeah. Like, that's, they look at the NFC as the stepchild.
I actually think the two futures that I'm going to invest in right now are Lions and Seahawks.
Oof. 10-1 for the Lions to win the NFC. I got to tell you, the Seahawks again, I Brian Daboll, coach of the year, I get it. But the job Pete Carroll did.
Phenomenal.
With Geno.
And not just Geno, they had a rookie running back, Kenneth Walker, who'll be a second-year player. Two of their starting five offensive linemen, rookies. They had a rookie cornerback, Tariq Woolen. Like, they had a lot of young players that got to taste success. So they're going to be more experienced and better, and they have a lot of assets. They have a lot of capital.
What am I missing here? You know who the third betting favorite is to win the West? Seattle.
Yeah.
This makes no sense to me.
Are the Rams ahead of them?
Yes, the Rams are ahead of them. The Rams are plus 330 to win the West. Seahawks are plus 550.
Yeah, I'd probably get that now because if Jalen Ramsey gets traded or Matthew Stafford gets traded, that number's going to change.
And I'm just looking at this going, look at the roster makeup of the Rams. Like, it feels like the Titanic is sinking.
It does.
In L.A., and I guess success will do that sometimes to you, right? And you look at it and go, well, boy, genius is coming back. Sean McVay, what's Boy Genius going to have to work with? And why would you trade Matthew Stafford? Is there a market clamoring for Matthew Stafford?
There would be if he was really available. I mean, because you can presume last year he was injured. He missed all the training camp. Obviously, didn't look himself at any point during the season.
Not
starting
at all
with the primetime game versus Buffalo. I mean, he looked hurt.
All right, we're going to talk much more about that. But when we come back, I do want to talk about the wide receivers in this draft coming up here in April. Again, the quarterback news is big today because we know now the Panthers are sitting in that one spot in the NFL draft. Just getting it started. Hour number two, it is VSiN Primetime.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com. Check the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving for every single game? Well, the betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes so you can see the changes and all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits are another way. VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at VSiN.com. Rolling along here with Sean King, I am Dave Ross, talking a lot about the NFL draft, which is going to happen next month here. Of course, in April, the big news today, the Bears trading out of the one spot, going down to 9. We assume Carolina, according to the betting market, will be taking C.J. Stroud, now over a $3 betting favorite to go number one overall in the NFL draft. I asked you this during a break, before we get to the wide receivers and beyond past the quarterback. Is it out of the realm of possibility that the Panthers say, hey, you can still call. I mean, we gave up a king's ransom to move up to one. Doesn't necessarily mean that we're stuck. I mean, it'd be a shocker of the century if they traded out.
Right.
But would you even entertain the phone call for Carolina?
I would, personally, especially if it was from Houston or Indy, which would still allow us to get one of the three quarterbacks. So, but they probably won't. I think this owner, he's a new owner. He's only owned the team for, what, 3 years?
Right.
Wants to make a splash, is trying to make the Panthers brand relevant. What better way to do that? And you get a quarterback out of this too. What better way to do that than to have the number one pick? No one was talking about the Panthers at 9. Everyone's talking about the Panthers at 1.
No doubt. I am curious because, again, we talked to Jared Smith about this in the first hour, and Michael Lombardi joined us as well. Like, and Michael's thought was it would be C.J. Stroud. This is the reason why they made this move.
Uh-huh.
But if on your grades and on most people's grades, it seems like that when you look at Bryce and CJ, the height is the only difference.
Right. I would agree with that 100%.
Is there a wink-wink that the Texans and Panthers have talked? And like, hey, who are you taking a one?
Potentially. I would say this. Bryce plays in the SEC. CJ plays in the Big Ten. No offense to the Big Ten, but SEC is a better overall conference.
Yeah.
I definitely think Bryce makes a lot more off-script plays consistently. CJ doesn't really have to. because Ohio State most weekends, if they're just better
right.
than Purdue, Illinois, Iowa, Indiana. You know, there's a mismatch from a talent standpoint. So he doesn't have to. A lot of times that's a clean pocket. Now he can throw it. And, hey, the Georgia game kind of erases any doubt about what he could do versus SEC caliber talent. Don't forget this. C.J. Stroud played good enough for Georgia to lose.
Yeah.
Like, that was a missed field goal. The field goal kicker, you know, is why Georgia won their second national title.
It does feel like that game, if C.J. Stroud needed to cement anything, all questions seem to be answered,
absolutely.
Right? Even in that loss. So, again, the betting market says right now it's going to be C.J. Stroud. I wonder at wide receiver, though. I know you've had a chance to look at some of these guys, and we, you know, see the dog and pony show at Indy, and some guys that felt like Jordan Addison, maybe his stock dropped a little bit at a slow 40 time. Jaxon Smith-Njigba right now is the favorite to be the first wide receiver taken at minus $1.30. Quentin Johnston from TCU, the big wide receiver, really kind of shined in the college football playoff. He's plus 275 to be second, Addison third, and then you get to Zay Flowers and Jalin Hyatt. Is this done? Is it going to be Jaxon Smith that it looks like he's going to be number one minus $1.30, or do you think some of these longer price points could come into play?
A lot of guys worked out and did everything at the combine. Quentin Johnston was one of those guys that didn't do everything. So I think a lot of this is going to depend on what he runs at his pro day. I think if he runs sub 4.45 40, he's going first receiver off the board.
Wow. So this market could shift.
Yes.
Based on what Q does, if he really flashes a good time.
Yes. If he runs really fast, he'll probably be the first receiver taken.
Is there any questions about Jaxon? Because you really didn't see him. And I'm not saying, look, Ryan Day.
I think he's living off of the Rose Bowl.
From last year?
Yeah, the Rose Bowl was such a standout elite performance. I mean, I would be hesitant. I mean, at that age, a hamstring put you out the whole season. Oof. I mean, that would worry me. You know, I already, after I go back and rewatch his film, the one thing about him, I don't think he runs extremely well. So that's why I think he may project to be an interior receiver, maybe a slot type of a guy. So I'm probably not as high on Smith-Njigba as some others. Jordan Addison can also become the number one guy if he runs really good at his pro day. Obviously, he didn't run what they expected at the combine, but his second 40 was faster than his first. And sometimes, you know, maybe it's anxiety, whatever, guys don't run their best, but he runs a big time at his pro day. And, I mean, he can shoot right back up the board. So this film, especially at Pittsburgh, is really good.
So I think what the caution for people trying to lay the $1.30 is, this, according to Sean, it's a fluctuating market. This market could shift based on the – it's not like all the info is in and in the
right.
– these pro days are going to really tell the tale.
Absolutely. I think once people really delve into Zay Flowers' film, I mean, they're going to start seeing like a faster Deebo Samuel type, a guy that's a real football player that can do it in a whole bunch of different ways for you. So Zay Flowers is a really good player. I think this is going to shift. But a lot of it, I think, will depend on what Quentin Johnston runs at his pro day. So if you think he's going to run fast and plus 275, I'd take it right now.
You know, interesting when you look at speed, right, when we're timing guys here at Indy, because it felt like a foregone conclusion that the first tight end off the board would be Michael Mayer out of Notre Dame.
I didn't think that.
You didn't?
No, I thought the kid at Utah, Dalton Kincaid, has a really good chance to go first off the board as well. He's a really good player. And then Darnell Washington is so big. Like, I mean, he's huge. And he's one of the best tight end at Georgia, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the other guy is the better. But Darnell Washington, kid from right here in Vegas, I mean, he's outstanding, you know, talent as well. And I think Mayer's measurables, I mean, or his athletic testing may not be top-level stuff.
No, 4.7
yeah.
is what we're hearing?
Yeah, that's what I look like. When I see him, he looks more like an older traditional tight end than the new Travis Kelce, you know, Dallas Goedert type.
So if I'm drafting Michael Mayer, and again, even money right now, plus $1.25 for he or Kincaid to be the first tight end taken off the board, and you say traditional tight end, that means a blocking tight end?
Yeah, one that can block, one that you can keep in the game. Like, it's not necessarily a knock, but you have to have the offense that utilizes more of traditional tight end sets.
Okay, so like Gronk, and again, I don't know if we're going to find a Gronk in this group, but if we're just doing examples.
So Gronk's Meyer with much better athleticism.
Gronk is Meyer with much better athleticism.
Yes.
Because Gronk could block.
Yes.
Right? So a lot of these guys now.
So size-wise, they're very similar. Meyer's a big guy. But he doesn't run as well as Gronk. He's not as athletic as Gronk.
What about Kincaid? How does
Kincaid's super athlete. Smaller guy, probably not as good of a edge, you know, a blocker in the run game as Meyer. But, I mean, from a pass receiving standpoint, he's in line with what we've seen kind of take over in the National Football League.
Is that a Kyle Pitts type guy? Because Pitts, they were looking at, like, you know, he's supposed to be a hybrid receiver.
No, I think he's more like the guy from Baltimore.
Okay. Mark Andrews.
Yeah, Mark Andrews. Like, more like a Mark Andrews type.
Let's go to defense because, again, obviously there's a lot of off-the-field things going on with Jalen Carter right now. When the Bears still had the one pick, there were some rumors that maybe he would go number one, Jalen Carter. Now, we don't know the legal situation, how that's going to be resolved, if it gets resolved, but he has dropped precipitously to be the first defensive player taken in the draft. Now it goes to Will Anderson from Alabama. Will is now minus 250. Carter, 4-1 before you get to Tyree Wilson at 5-1, Christian Gonzalez and Will McDonald the fourth as long shots. How does that play? Because we've seen this historically. I go back to Randy Moss and, you know, the whispers of off the field stuff dropped him in the first round. Cowboys passed on him. Minnesota takes him. The rest is history, right? Guys, sometimes you hear these things before a draft and you go, man, do I really want to invest a first round pick on a guy that the talent, there's no question. But now we got to worry about some of these off the field stuff. How does that factor into the handicaps here for the first defensive player?
I don't think this one is going to be that significant simply because we're talking about a misdemeanor charge that basically looks like they're trying to give him a ticket for speeding.
Right.
Right.
Reckless
like,
driving.
They're not charging him with
manslaughter.
Right. Something that would make you think that he participated in the outcome of what happened to the other car. It looks like, at least from what I've heard, they were racing. The other vehicle lost control, but it wasn't because he swerved into that vehicle or cut it off or anything like that. So I think it'll ultimately be okay, but I think you have to look at, okay, what are the needs of the Cardinals? That's probably what you have to break down, presuming that quarterbacks are going 1-2 Carolina and 2 to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So
and then at 4, you think Indy's probably coming
quarterback
again.
Well, this is the first defensive player.
Right.
So what do the Cardinals need?
And that's interesting because, again, we're not Warriors.
I would not be against taking the 5-1 on Tyree Wilson.
Really?
Yes. I think Tyree Wilson is going to continue to wow people. He's tall, long, athletic, elite type of an athlete. He's the kind of guy whose trajectory can still go high. The only reason – you know, Jalen Carter to me probably will be the first is because there's not as much depth interior defensive line-wise as it is on the edge. Edge, you got Will Anderson, Tyree Wilson, you got Miles Murphy from Clemson. Like, you have, to me, much, much better guys overall.
And by the way, we're not lawyers, so we have no idea what's going to happen with that. But the point being is, Sean, you don't see something where there's going to keep him out for the year.
Right.
This is something that we believe will get handled and that he will be available to play football this upcoming year. When we come back, Kenny White is going to join us. We'll talk with Kenny about all things college basketball and beyond next here on VSiN Primetime.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get everything you need to bet the madness this year for just $19. Whether you're filling in a bracket, betting against the spread, our team is here to get you ready for every game and every round of said tournament. Only VSiN Pro subscribers get unlimited access to our daily best bets, tools like our exclusive betting splits, plus our big dance breakdown and betting guides. These guides feature in-depth breakdowns of all 68 teams, Cinderella selections, bracket predictions, picks in every single tournament game from our experts like the GOAT himself, Brent Musburger, and Greg Hoops Peterson. Sign up today to get the betting guides plus full access to VSiN through the end of the tourney for just $19 at VSiN.com/subscribe. Back alongside Sean King, I am Dave Ross, in for Tim Murray today. We've been keeping an eye on the big news of the day right before we came on to begin the show. Of course, the Bears trading out of the one spot, going to the 9 spot with the Carolina Panthers. Now, when that news was announced, Bryce Young dipped immediately. C.J. Stroud became the favorite.
True.
In the hour and a half that we've been doing the show, we've seen C.J. Stroud going for -$1.85, -$2, -$3. I said going once, going twice. No, not yet. Not sold. He is now, C.J. Stroud, -425 to be the number one pick in said draft. Literally, we can't keep up with the graphics because they are moving that fast. Let's bring in Kenny White. You can follow Kenny as I do at KYD Vegas. Kenny, it's fascinating to watch the market move and tell us what we all believe Carolina is going to do, and that's take C.J. Stroud out of Ohio State at number one. When you saw and heard the big news today in the NFL, what did you make of it? Is the market, could they possibly be wrong? Because it's just blowing up out of proportion as we speak.
Well, most of the time with this is it's all inside information, and the market is usually right about 90% of the time on these big moves in the NFL draft, because again, it is all information, and most of that information is true.
It's interesting because I do think it's moving based on information, but we've seen historically NFL teams talk themselves out of what they had decided to do 2 months before the draft. Mm. So it'll be fascinating. I thought it was a trade that worked out for both teams, Kenny. I do think it makes Chicago very interesting. You know, as you get into your football stuff and dig a little deeper, you know, Chase Claypool, DJ Moore, Darnell Mooney, Kmet at tight end, that offensive personnel around Justin Fields does seem to be improving.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to really look over all the players that were traded, but I know there were several guys from Carolina. So what I've heard so far, and people talking about it, that the Bears may have got the best out of this trade, but it'll work out for Carolina as well if they can get their quarterback with the first pick of the draft. So we'll see. We're a long way off. I'd rather talk college basketball.
Right.
It's my favorite sport. Anyway, you make more money in college hoops than you can in the NFL.
Well, let's do that right now then, Kenny, because obviously conference tournament's in full swing here, and I know you've got some plays on the docket tonight. I want to go out west to begin this conversation in the Pac-12, and you look at a team like Oregon taking on UCLA. UCLA struggled in the first half against Colorado, big second half to advance here. Oregon catching 5, it feels like a small number. What do you make of this one out in the Pac-12?
It wasn't even really a big second half for UCLA. It was a big 5 minutes. The last 5 minutes of that game, UCLA made their shots and Colorado didn't. But the Buffaloes were in that game and had a shot to really, I think, pull the upset. But again, UCLA made their shots in the last 5 minutes. You know, UCLA's in. It's all about motivation for me at this time of year. Who needs it? Who doesn't? And Oregon needs it. They're out right now in the next four outline. This win will not get them in. They need to win the Pac-12 conference tournament to get in the NCAA tournament. And Dana Altman's a really good basketball coach. It's a very good scoring basketball team. And I think their defense is underrated by the numbers out there. I think their defense is better than what's shown. They played two tough games against UCLA. Lost both of them, 70-63 at home by 7 and then only by 9 at UCLA. So they're not going to be intimidated. Nepali Dante got hurt, sprained his ankle late in the game last night. That was a key for me. If he didn't play, I'm not playing it. But he's supposed to be playing. He says he's playing. I think he'll be fine. And I'm going with the Ducks.
Taking the 5.5 with the Quack Attack. Another team out there that I think people might think, like, once they get into the tournament, they're going to be a bit of they're not a sleeper because they're a blue blood. That's Kentucky, right? And I know everybody would just want to write them off at the beginning of the year, and they're terrible, and Cal just rolls out the balls, and what are they doing? Now they got to lay 8.5 against Vandy. Are they motivated in a spot like this, Kenny?
You know, they may be for the fact that Vandy beat them at home the last time these two played. Kentucky was my number one rated team to begin the season. I bet them at 12-1 to win it all, thought I was getting a bargain. And then I've been able to take 60-1, 50-1 and 40-1 on them. So, they stand to win pretty good money. if Kentucky can win it all. So believe me, I'm rooting for them. I don't really necessarily care if they win this conference tournament. But I would like them to beat Vanderbilt. That's for sure. in this spot. I don't know if they cover or not. My number's right on. I made Kentucky 8.
All right, let's keep going with the college basketball talk here and a couple other plays that I know you do like tonight. And look, Texas, they look great in that regular season finale against Kansas as they march on here in this Big 12 tournament. What do you make of the Longhorns tonight?
Yeah, it should be a good game. You know, the one thing Rodney Terry has done, and I heard it last night, he talked to Rick Barnes and, you know, about the situation, taking the job over, and Barnes said, you don't change, you know, you really can't change anything, because if you do, you're kind of telling the players you were doing it all wrong. And your predecessor was pretty good coach. So don't change much. Small changes if possible. The one change Rodney Terry's made, hey, let's play a little faster on offense. Let's pick up the pace. Let's try to get a little bit easier baskets in transition. So this team likes to run. TCU gets up and down. I had TCU over with Kansas State last night. Nobody scored the last 242 in the game. I lost by half a point in that one. So I hope I get my money back tonight with TCU and go over here with Texas.
I like it. One of the better conferences in the country is the Big East. Creighton, the team a lot of people liked coming into this season, thought they were going to be – they're very popular win-it-all future play. Got off to a slow start. Kalkbrenner was battling, I think, mono. But since he's been back, I mean, they've consistently been getting better. Who you like tonight in the matchup with Creighton?
Yeah, this, Sean, Creighton is the real deal. I think they're one of the top five teams in college basketball. They have everything it takes to win an NCAA tournament. They have the experience. They have the size. They have the guard play. They shoot free throws. They don't turn it over. They move their feet on defense, and they play great defense. The only thing they don't do is create turnovers. That's it. But they move their feet on defense. They don't foul you. They don't give you free throws. And if you foul them, they're going to knock them down. They don't miss when they go to the line. So this is a really good team. I like them in this spot. I think they beat Xavier. They've had a nice year, Xavier. Sean Miller's done a good job in his first year. But I think Creighton is the far better team in this game. And I think they're the team. I think the Creighton ends up making the Final Four.
Wow, I like it. Wow. I like it. I'm looking for some futures. I'm going to definitely back that horse. My Dukies are playing. They look really good. I actually took NC State on a future bet to win the ACC tournament, and I knew I was in trouble yesterday when they opened as a favorite, and it moved all the way to Clemson as the favorite at the tip. So Clemson comes back tonight. They get Virginia. Are you rolling with the Tigers to keep it going, or you think the Cavs and that defense are too much?
Yeah, I tell you, you know, you got to get as much information as you can, and last night I was surprised. Clemson was on the last four out, and North Carolina State was like an 8 or 9 seed. Mm. But Clemson had the better year, and I had Clemson rated better. I couldn't understand how that could be. Clemson beat them twice. Usually that revenge situation, I'm going to go with it, and I'm going to take NC State in that spot. But when you're in the last four out and you got to win and you're the better team, you're most likely going to win. And Clemson beat them up. Clemson's still in the last four outline. I have no idea why. I think this is a top 30 team. I think it's going to be a very low scoring game, points at a premium, and 3.5 points is almost like 6.5 points in any other game. So this one's going to come down to the wire. Last team to scores wins the game.
Yeah. Right now that total sitting at 126.5. So grab those points while you get them. You talked about the teams on the bubble, kind of last four in, first four in. It felt like Arizona State maybe moved on the right side of the bubble, but if they lose to Arizona, I wonder if they move out. They're getting 7.5 tonight against Arizona. What do you make of right now where the Sun Devils sit?
Yeah, I think most people have them on the next four out line, and it's gonna take, I think, an outright win. I guess I've seen a couple. You're right, last four in, so they are right there in that bubble, and against their biggest rival. You know, it's a derby game over the pond. You just throw the stats out. But I like the game over. Both teams play with tempo. Arizona's going to run up and down, and they are great offensively. And Bobby Hurley's team's going to run. They just, you know, I don't think they're afraid to run. They just beat him 89-88. So it's not like he can tell his team, we can't beat him in a high-scoring game. He just did. So I think Arizona State runs like they did last night.
Should be fascinating. Kenny, always love getting your insight on this. Again, everybody give him a follow, as I do, at K Whitey Vegas. And right now, you got Creighton getting to the Final Four. Any other sleepers before we say goodbye?
Yeah, one of my sleepers won tonight, UAB. I think they're going to be a tough to beat. I hope they can win tomorrow so they can get in the NCAA tournament. They could win two games in the tournament if they get in.
The Jelly Man, the Jelly Man.
I'm writing that down right now, Kenny. Hey, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the games. We're back with more VSiN Prime Time next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you're going to earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? Well, come on out. Convert those MGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM resort properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM. Log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions do apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. If you have a problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Back alongside Sean King, Dave Ross here. Keeping an eye on the ACC tournament right now.
A lot of tight games happening. Shock as a underdog looking good. 41-38 Marquette up over UConn. 1 point game in Duke and Miami, although Whitehead's going to the free throw line for Duke to shoot three free throws. We'll see how he makes it. I think Kansas's lead has shrunk to four, if I'm not mistaken.
Getting tight in the Big 12.
Yeah, the only game looking to be played with margin, Arkansas is up eight over Texas A&M.
29-21 in that game right there. So you mentioned Kansas are up 29-23 on the Cyclones. I did want to, as we're talking about the ACC tournament here, Duke getting ready to regain the lead against Miami, pour a little bit out for Coach B, Jim Boeheim, stepping down as Syracuse's head coach. I told Britton Hess we could have just done all 3 hours on that. But, you know, it is interesting because I know you're
a good run.
Yeah, unbelievable. 47 years at Cuse, 5 Final Fours, national championship.
Larrynaga, like when the camera scans really fast, kind of looks like baby Jim Boeheim.
Larrynaga, yeah. I will tell you this, covering Coach L in his days at George Mason, not as prickly as Coach Jim Boeheim. But, you know, your guy, Coach K at Duke, steps aside now. Roy Williams gone from UNC. Now Jim Boeheim.
Jay Wright. Roy Williams, yeah.
It's like, who's the Don now? Like, who is it? Is it Cal?
Probably Bill Self.
Bill Self or John Calipari?
And Cal's kind of fell out of...
Oh.
You know, they were talking about firing Cal here mid-season.
Really?
Yeah, you remember when Kentucky was struggling?
But that it's bizarre when you look at the college basketball landscape, because a lot of times in March, it's probably Tom Izzo.
Right.
Right? It's probably
CTV
Izzo.
Yeah, it would be Izzo.
Because you look at teams that you bet and you say, well, I trust Michigan State, not the talent, I trust Izzo.
Right.
It used to be like if you bet Syracuse, you're betting on the zone to lock teams up in the tournament. Now they couldn't get to the tournament, right? So, like, who do you trust the most now out of the coaches when we get to next week?
This time next week. Bill Self is defending national champion, so you got to lean towards Bill. Mm. I mean, Izzo hasn't won it since.
Been a minute.
I mean,
it's hard to win this thing.
It's been a while since Michigan State cut the nets down.
So I look at it, I go, man, Kansas, we can understand.
Cal hadn't won it in a while.
It's been a minute there, too. It just shows you how hard it is. Houston, by the way, still the betting favorite. But, you know, I'm looking at it. Gonzaga would be one of those teams that might be on the three line.
A lot of people like Gonzaga.
They're rounding into shape.
They look good. It's hard for me to quantify it because I don't think the West Coast Conference was good this year.
16-1 for the Zags to cut it down. And by the way, people go, oh, Gonzaga does what they always do. They've been making deep runs of late. They're going out in the first round. They're going to Final Fours. They're going to Elite Eights.
First time they haven't had a Jalen Suggs or Chet Holmgren, you know, type player either. So,
and that's the thing. Like, I'm not going to sell a Mark Few-led team. This is what we're talking about with coaching now. Or, like, how much of the coach do you trust more than the players?
Right.
Because really in college, NBA, it's about the players. College, a lot of times, it is about the coach. And who do you trust the most? And I got to ask you, because you're a Duke guy, it looks like Shire is getting these guys in there, kind of like Mark Few and Gonzaga, where they're playing their best basketball at the most important time.
We're really long. Like, we're a big basketball team, so we're going to create problems for teams defensively. Like, we're going to contest shots. We're not as athletic as I'd like us to be.
Playing a lot of zone?
No, we play man. We're not as athletic as I'd like us to be. Kind of a plodding team, especially our big guys. But I think our real Achilles heel is we really only have what I think is one comfortable ball handler. Everyone else kind of seems a little anxious when they have it, a little unsure of themselves. And when you get into the tournament, if you catch the Kansas State, TCU type of teams, like, they can cause a lot of problems.
Duke, by the way, right now is up 41-36 with 30 seconds to go in the first half. Those live numbers right now, Duke 4.5, the total 156.5. So, boy, they're getting some tempo right now in this ball game. So we'll see again as this 30 seconds to go, 41-36, updating that score. It's moving quickly. So we're getting some pace in this one. But do you trust Duke in the next tournament?
I trust them as much as I trust anybody else.
Because, I mean, they're halfway.
I think this tournament is really – this March Madness is going to come down to draw.
Hmm. So Duke, we can really talk about the Dukies as a Final Four team?
I have them at 50-1.
Oh, my.
To win it all.
50-1.
Yeah.
They've reached halftime there. They have a 5-point lead over Miami. Miami, by the way, is the number one seed in the ACC. Duke's the number four. It goes to show that really those numbers really don't matter that much. And I think when we get to this time next week and we're into the first round of the NCAA tournament – The 10 sevens, right? They just don't matter that much. You can look at the odds boards, and that's really going to tell you, give you a better indication than the numbers in the seed lines.
I would agree. But it's ironic, but I really think it's going to come down to
matchups.
Like, who's in what region? Who do you have to go to stylistically? Is that a bad matchup? Because I think everybody has deficiencies this year. I don't think there's a team that's kind of separated themselves. So because of that, I think the matchups are going to be important.
So you'd rather play, and by the way, Coach L, to your point, I thought it was Jim Boeheim.
Like Jim Boeheim.
He's looking more and more like Boeheim every day. You mentioned the 50-1s. So Duke's 50-1, Kentucky, and we just had Kenny White on.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some tickets on Kentucky at 50-1. Miami.
Creighton's 40-1.
I mean, I would rather take some shots with those numbers versus the Houston's at 6-1, Kansas to repeat at 8-1. And then the Alabama's all their term 8-1, and UCLA 9-1. Like, I think there's just as good a shot as some of those 40 and 50-1s that we do with the 10-1s.
I agree.
So find some value people out there in some of those numbers and who you believe in. You mentioned Marquette. They were catching points today, 4.5 against UConn. They're up 6 with just under 17 minutes to go here In the Big East tournament.
Jared Smith's Penn State Nittany Lions up 6, 36-30. About 15 minutes left in that game.
Wow. Yeah, that is a low scoring affair. Yeah, if you have the under, you're not. Well,
total 130. They could play five quarters and not get to 130.
As long as there's no overtime. Arkansas right now big on Texas A&M 38-25 rather.
Come on, Aggies.
Wow. So that's
the Aggies to win the conference.
Kansas up 8 on Iowa State. So do you take anything away from, you know, I do like what they've done now. They're going to play the ACC final tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
On a Saturday, it used to be Sundays,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of had that one day where you're like, "Oh, if I play, it's almost a disadvantage."
Well, it's Selection Sunday now, right?
Right. So, like, you try not to play anymore on.
Everything's done by tomorrow night.
Right. So, those old days of the Sunday games, the rest thing. Gonzaga, it's going to be over a week off after running out St. Mary's to win the West Coast. That's a lot of rest. Like, you get in that situation, how much rest do you really want? Do you want 4 days or you want 8 days?
Yeah, because they've been done for what? Since early in the week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think it matters at that age. When they're 18, 19, yeah.
So that's not going to factor into your
Their recovery skills are different than ours.
There are five championship games still on Sunday. Mm. So, the Big Ten traditionally still doing. They should move it all to Saturday. Because, again, the Big East gets it done on Saturday. That's one of the reasons why is they try to not make it a disadvantage to get there. I'm not saying that certain teams are going to not want to get to and win your conference tournament. That's still a big deal of these kids, but there is the interest of, man, if I got to play Sunday and then play Thursday, it's only 3 days off.
I got a question for you.
Bring it.
North Carolina losing to Virginia. Are they now out?
Out. Preseason number one, I can't see any scenario where the committee says, yeah, I get it. They're a blue blood. They were number I just don't think the body of work says, how can I put him in? And by the way, don't expand the tournament. I know we're talking about it, and Boeheim talked about it every year when he was still in coaching. Like, we don't need any more teams. It's always a weak bubble. It's not like, oh, this year's a weak. It's always a weak bubble. There's never a team that you go, if they get in, they can win the whole damn thing.
Right.
Like, do we really think if Carolina got in, they could win the national championship? No. I don't see any scenario of that. So we're not excluding it. Everybody's got a chance to get in this thing. If you don't make it now, that's on you. That's not on the tournament. That's not on the setup. That's not on the 68. That's on you. Your body of work was not good enough to get in.
Yeah, especially because even if you're from a weaker conference, you can schedule your non-con stuff to test your club and give you opportunities to get those quad one wins, which are really valuable.
Exactly.
Yeah, Gonzaga early. What'd they play? Alabama and Baylor and Michigan State.
And everybody's like, oh, they're not very good. Oh, we'll see how they are now. Mark Few does that by design. Because he knows at the end, that's going to make his team better when they get to where they want to be. And that's March. And right now, 18-1. Come on back, hour number three of VSiN Primetime.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts
of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.